Georgina Mhlanga of Mazankila Village in Lupane District, Matabele North Province, and Rosina Peselemu of Koromonzi in Mashonaland East may be miles apart, yet they share the same business experiences and challenges. The two have since 2011 managed to access loans disbursed under the AgriTrade credit facility in order to start and boost their businesses. Mhlanga says she started the agribusiness 20 years ago and has been struggling over the years to access credit for its expansion.
I'm buying maize from farmers and reselling it in Bulawayo. When I heard about MAIT, I started getting a loan from them in 2011. The first loan was $500. The second loan was in 2012, which was $1,000. Then the third one, 2013, which is $1,000.
She says she has seen some remarkable progress in transforming her business after accessing the AgriTrade credit facility.
Stuff I buy is things like maize, nyauti, sorghum, groundnuts, and dried vegetables, umfushwa, and sugar beans, indumba, indlu. My market is in Bulawayo, in Makokova Township. I've got a stand there. People come to buy. And I even supply companies like Seagas.
And almost 600 kilometers east of Lupane, Peselemu of Mashonaland East Province, who started a one-seat company in 2011 using the AgriTrade facility, says she is running a booming hardware company and some agro-businesses. Like her colleague, she used some of her property as collateral to access various loans.
I'm running a hardware in Mtoko, and I also have a takeaway, a butchery, and a mini market in Koromonzi. And I also have a poultry project in Koromonzi. I had an industrial stove, deep freezer, chips fryer. Now I am using my title deed for my things in Semri Park. The interest is very small. For the 12,000, I got it in November last year, and I will pay up to November this year. I think it's about 1.5%.
Despite some of these challenges in running their businesses, they are repaying their loans borrowed from CABS, Trust Bank, and Micro King Finance.
The first loan was 6,000, and it was for buying maize from local farmers. And the second loan was 6,000 also, and it was for buying maize and fertilizers and seed for my hardware. And the third one was for 12,000, and that one was for purchasing fertilizers and seed for my hardware.
Mhlanga adds that these are good loans designed to help small water farmers and business people engaged in agro-businesses and related entities.
They are good loans because they are helping us, but the amount they are giving is little. If they can increase, maybe I can do something big.
The two say their lives have changed dramatically after accessing the loans, but need more assistance to boost their businesses. According to Mhlanga, she now wants to buy a big truck to ferry her goods from sellers to various markets.
Now I'm looking at buying a car for transporting my products, because using buses is expensive. Now I'm making a living out of it. I can pay my students' school fees from the profit I got. I've bought the material to fence my cake fattening project.
Peselemu agrees, noting that she also wants to buy a truck and expand her recently launched poultry project.
My life has changed because I can now help my husband. Life was difficult because I used to stay home waiting for my husband to come with money. But now I can do my own things. Like my poultry project, I used to go to buy 100 chickens. But now it's going up. Right now I have a batch, which is at 6 weeks now. There are 400.
The two further say they've been empowered by the AgriTrade credit facility. Mhlanga says more women should apply for the loans in order to uplift their standard of living.
I'm encouraging other women to stand up and access these loans so that they can be helped in their businesses to grow.
For Peselemu, her life has now been transformed, while millions of Zimbabweans struggle each day to make ends meet.
This program helped me very much because I'm now running my own businesses and I'm now a free woman because I can do what I want to do in life.
Despite these successes, some AgriTrade beneficiaries are still struggling to improve their businesses. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Kip Stube.